Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Peter Blumberg. Trial gets underway today in the case of a Chico woman suing social media companies of making products that get kids addicted to their apps and websites. Now, this trial comes after the plaintiff reached settlements with two of the companies that were initially part of the lawsuit. Peter, let's start with this lawsuit. What is it that the woman is complaining about?
Well, this woman is complaining that she was addicted to social media platforms for 10 years, and it caused her a variety of psychological harms. And she's alleging that the companies intentionally engineered their products to be addiction machines that would hook kids at a vulnerable young age and keep them scrolling infinitely. And she is, of course, the first plaintiff representing thousands of other youths and their families who have filed similar claims.
And those are the kind of parallels that you do draw then with lawsuits against big tobacco, this addiction part, right?
Yeah, I mean, the parallel that's drawn is that this is an industry deception where, as in the case of the cigarette makers, the companies allegedly knew exactly what they were doing, but they were doing it to profit at the expense of their consumers.
That's a hard one to prove, though, to say that these tech companies knew that they were addicting people.
It is. I mean, the victims are going to need to jump through several hoops. They need to prove, first of all, that they were harmed. Also, that the conduct of the companies was negligent. And finally, that it was that negligence that caused their harms. Think of this, that young people face all sorts of challenges in the real world, and any teenager could be affected by social media, but could also be affected by many external forces that might cause them harm.
Now, what have the companies themselves said? Because there was a settlement with Snap and TikTok?
There was. The terms of those settlements are confidential, but Snap and TikTok are co-defendants in many of the other cases, along with Meta and Google. And the companies have said that they have done a lot in recent years to roll out safeguards, guardrails to help parents ensure that their children are not getting too much screen time, et cetera, and have also introduced various emergency help offering programs to catch kids before they fall down the rabbit hole. And they also are arguing legally that much of the alleged harm is actually the content that the kids are looking at on their screens that they didn't create, but that is actually generated by other users.
It doesn't sound like personal responsibility is a viable defense anymore.
Not in the legal sense. The companies say that they are doing their best to try to make their platforms a safe place. But at the same time, they're also expected at the trial to highlight the good that comes from the connections that people make on social media.
Peter, thanks very much for the time and for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Peter Blumberg. You can hear our tech and business report at 12:30 here on KCBS. And if you want more, check out Bloomberg Technology Weekdays at 8 a.m.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.